Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
I heard Starkey do like an hour on this today, and I give Joe credit. Joe does monster ratings, so he knows,
does love hockey. It's his first love.
He knows he knows what he's doing for sure, and so I do think there is an opportunity to squeeze in some conversation about them because they really suck, and
I mean, what a way to start.
And I don't think there's anything noble or anything to venerate when the team sucks and it's trying not to suck.
Mm-hmm.
Their plan this year was to kind of see what happened and have it both ways, which is why their offseason was full of pirate-like moves, Kevin Hayes and Matt Grizzlicks and guys like that. And the idea was like, all right, we're not actually going for it, but let's see what happens. Maybe we'll get lucky, it's hockey. Maybe a goalie will get hot and half the league gets into the playoffs and we'll be one of those teams and anything can happen when you're there.
They made the roster to try to make the playoffs.
We owe it to Sidney Crosby and Evgeny Malkin and Chris Letang to do that.
Yep.
But now it's looking like it did in Chicago when Taves and Kane and Keith and those guys aged out. And
Tony, they've played 13 games now in the new year, so 26 points up for grabs. Tell me how many points you think they've gotten out of a possible 26 in 13 games.
8?
9. 3 wins, 3 overtime losses, and then a whole bunch of bad stuff otherwise.
They got 30 games left. They'd have to win like 21 of them to make the playoffs.
They ain't doing that.
Yeah.
No, I'll admit something somewhat shameful. I thought for a little bit there, because of the way the month of December largely went for them, I thought that there was a chance. I think they were 7-4 and 1 that month. I thought there was a chance something interesting might happen for them. Looked like certain things were clicking in a certain way where you could squint and see them making it, but they're done, man.
I don't think that the aspirational, this is going to be the light bulb moment that causes them organizationally to blow the whole thing up will happen. I think Pettersson will get traded because they've been left no choice. He's in his late 20s. He's in the last year of his contract. It doesn't make sense to sign him to an extension, even though, generally speaking, he's one of their better players. I don't think that they will trade guys who have no movement clauses. I think the no movement clause player thing for them is akin to the Steelers not firing coaches with years left on their contract. We gave you a no movement clause. We're going to honor the no movement clause.
Unless you want to get out of here.
That's what it feels like to me.
Unless you desperately want out, but the players, the big ones who have those clauses, have already stated on the record that they want to play their whole careers together.
So, unless
to which I say, by the way, if that's what you wanted, by the way, if you're one of those dudes, Pony.
Yeah.
Tough. Then you got to deal with what's happening right
unless
now.
Unless you're really bad and they're just trying to get rid of your contract like Ajari or Graves. I don't see the guys with multiple years and no movement clauses getting dealt to accelerate the rebuilding process. I think they'll let those, like you have a old plant in your house that you just like, you know, I'm going to hate to say this, let it basically die on its own and not water it or feed it. We're just going to let that happen and let these leaves fall off the plant almost one by one. First, it'll be Pettersson, and then I think Malkin's up in 2 years, and then, you know, Rust, and eventually you get to Letang and Sid at the very end, and that'll be that. I don't see them.
Their whole brand is built on having names, and I think they will go down with that ship. You just named him Sid. You said Sid at the end. Like, that's the end of this story.
Donnie, I think it's going to be like the last scene in Sandlot. You know where they, well, not the last scene where they're at Wrigley Field. But you know the one where, like, one by one, they show, like, the kid disappearing off the Sandlot
yeah,
diamond
they
until...
tell you what happened. The one guy got really into the 60s and nobody ever saw him again.
Yeah.
I know the scene.
I feel like that's the Penguins.
I think of the end scene in Ocean's 11 where they're in front of the Bellagio and one by one they all step away and eventually it'll just be Sid there.
I don't think it's going to be blunt force trauma by Dubas where he just makes these like sweeping changes in the
He literally can't. You just said that.
Well, I'm saying he could try.
Yeah, but like
and beg these guys, but
he won't.
I don't think he will.
Because I still think that Fenway Sports Group, the highest level here, they understand what they bought. The product they bought is built on big offensive names.
And I do think they're going to continue to do this thing where, okay, this year, let's say they do continue to suck. Mm-hmm. Then they end up in the lottery and they get a top 10 pick. Like they end up picking 5th or 6th or 7th. Chances are, it's a coin flip. You either get a really good player, you get a good player, or a bust. It's like most drafts.
You know, hockey draft, I feel like, is the really concentrated at the top, where usually like your top three should be able to help
you. If you go back and look at drafts, I'd say like 4 out of every top 10 pick is an all-star caliber player or close to it. So you're going to get an NHL player. There's a decent chance you're going to get a really good NHL player with one of those picks. My guess is, after this season, they'll have a similar strategy in the offseason. They'll offer up some of their bad contracts and see if anybody takes them. And then they'll proceed along with Sid and Letang and Malkin and Carlson and hope that they get off to a hot start and maybe that team can get lucky and make the playoffs next year. They won't use the rebuild word over there. You think so? I think that's anathema to them still. I don't think they'll say it.
They're not going to say it because they're terrified of what it would actually look like in the stands if they announced it and then actually carried it through with it, because anyone that was here 20-plus years ago knows what it looked like. It was not pretty. My wife was sitting on the glass for like $15 a game.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.